VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing.Volcanic eruption in Spain's Canary Islands. The Canary Islands, an archipelago territory of Spain, are located a couple of hundred miles off the northwestern coast of Africa. For the first time in 50 years, the Cumbre Vieja volcano on the islands of La Palma experienced a major eruption on Sunday, September 19th. The eruption was not a complete surprise.Spanish volcanologists said they detected more than 25,000 earthquakes around the volcano over the past couple of weeks. But still, emergency workers evacuated 5,000 people, including some 500 tourists. And while the officials say no injuries or deaths have been reported from the eruption, some houses have been damaged or destroyed, and at least one highway has been cut off by lava.Hundreds of firefighters have been mustered to guard against any blazes the flowing lava might cause. Residents have been told to keep their distance from the volcano. Ships have been warned to steer clear of the waters around the volcano because lava flowing into the sea could be a massive threat to them. Save the seahorses. Seahorses are fascinating creatures.They can be as small as an inch or as long as a foot long. Seahorses are found in warm and cold waters all over the world, but sadly, they have been threatened by a number of human activities. To name a few, a fishing practice called bottom trawling is one of the major threats. Bottom trawling is when a boat tows a weighted net along the ocean floor.Though it's very effective in catching large amounts of seafood such as crabs, shrimps, and flounders, hundreds of thousands of trawlers scrape the ocean floor, and they remove everything in their path, leaving devastation behind, which is basically annihilation fishing. Another threat for seahorses is that they are a popular medicine ingredient. Meet Amanda Vincent.A marine conservationist and one of the world's leading experts on seahorses for 30 years. She and her organization have succeeded in changing national and international legislation to help protect seahorses and establish 35 marine protected areas in the Philippines, home to 10 species of seahorse. During Vincent's research, she uncovered a huge global trade.Which accounted for up to 30 million seahorses every year. As seahorses are a popular ingredient in Chinese medicine worldwide, including in her native Canada. CNN is partnering with Rolex to launch the first Call to Earth Day that takes place on November 10th to raise awareness for environmental protection. Folks, if you want to take this chance to help protect the world, visit cnn.com/calltoearth.Check out today's CNN 10 video to find out what you can do to protect seahorses, as well as the amazing world's longest piece of string cheese in Wauwega, Wisconsin. You'll be spa-cheeseless. And now it's time for our sentence of the day. Hundreds of firefighters have been mustered to guard against any blazes the flowing lava might cause. Once again, hundreds of firefighters...have been mustered to guard against any blazes the flowing lava might cause. And now let's take a look at the vocabulary words. Number one, muster, muster, which means to come together or assemble a group of people. For example, you can say, the general mustered his troops.Number two, guard, guard, which means to protect someone or something from being attacked or stolen. For example, armed soldiers guard the main doors of the embassy. Number three, lava, lava, which means hot liquid rock that comes out of the earth through a volcano. For example, the temperature of a lava flow is usually about 700 degrees to 1250 degrees Celsius. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. Speaking of seahorses today, sea turtles are definitely my favorite because they're peaceful, cute, and friendly. What is your favorite sea animal and why? Share it with me in the comment section down below. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you again next time.